And a couple of guests joining me in studio and one over the phone as well. First, from the Salt River Arts Society, we have Jacqueline Lechner in studio today. Also, Lauren Preston in studio. And joining us over the phone is comedian ventriloquist Todd Oliver, who's performing this Saturday night at the Afton Ford Theater. Hey, everybody. How's it all going today for everybody?
Doing great.
Well, appreciate you stepping.
That's great.
Appreciate you all joining me on the air today. Jacqueline, let's go ahead and start with you this morning. You made the announcement a while ago that Todd was coming to the Ford Theater to perform comedic ventriloquist. Tell us how this show came about and how it all worked out.
Yeah, Todd reached out to us. Often we have some performers and people who kind of find theaters reach out, and we were able to connect with him and figure out some scheduling and make it work. So we're really excited to have him.
Very cool. Well, Todd, tell us about yourself. Where are you from, and how did you get into ventriloquism?
Sure. Well, I grew up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And when I was growing up, the variety shows would have ventriloquists. And I saw Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. And I remember laughing with my mom and dad and my grandma. We were all laughing at the same time, and what a great feeling that was, and what experience. So I went to the library, and back then they had a bunch of books on ventriloquism, and I taught myself. And I started out as a volunteer, like a hobby that got out of hand, you know. I used to play all kinds of shows, school assembly tours, and. And then I moved to Los Angeles, and one day I was looking at my dog, and I thought, you know, I bet if you could talk, you'd have a lot to say. And I invented this illusion, and a couple of Tonight Shows, and David Letterman, and Walker, Texas Ranger, and we did a bunch of them. And then I was supposed to be at a theater in Branson, and a tornado tore it up, and America's Got Talent called, and I had a turned them down before because I didn't think it was a right thing for me to do at the time. But they just plugged me into their season that year. So I just showed up at the Fox Theater in St. Louis, and we went on, and it was just great. And I knew Howie Mandel when he had hair. So because I had done his show a few times. And, it turned out to be a good thing, and we were, I think, top four on that show or something like that.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, it's I've done every kind of job I can do as a ventriloquist, but with all the television, I'm still a G-rated comedy show. You know, in that case, I travel quite a bit, and I like playing, you know, smaller and mid-sized communities, because the intimacy is a great experience for the audience.
Yeah, I was going to say the Ford Theater is almost as cool as the America's Got Talent stage. It's really close to that. Todd, you probably are familiar with Darcy Lynn. She performed here a couple of years ago. She was on AGT,
oh, sure.
And, of course, an incredible ventriloquist. And so we have had that kind of act here before. We're looking forward to having you at the G-rated comedy show Saturday night at the Afton Ford Theater. Talk to us more about that transition from being just a comedian to a ventriloquist comedian. How does that all mesh together? Because that's got to be, as a performer, that has to be a big step to take on stage, right?
Well, I never had any interest in being a stand-up comedian. It was just ventriloquism and magic music. That was it. And because the impish little character there, you know, the little smart aleck who sits on your knee, or the dog, you know, in this case too. And you create a character that hopefully is endearing, and can get away with being a smart aleck in ways that we can't. And it's just kind of creating a character, like Walt Disney created Mickey Mouse, you know, or Charles Schulz created Charlie Brown. You know, you create a character, and I'm very blessed to be able to have done that. When I was growing up, I used to see these bizarre people, and they were always funny to me. They'd always make me laugh without even trying to make me laugh sometimes, you know. And there's something about a funny character. And, of course, you know, the audience always feels superior to the character. And, And that has a lot to do with it. And then just creating material that's situational. You know, a ventriloquist, I think some of the best ventriloquists, and the best ventriloquism I remember is the dummy or the, you know, being in a situation and from his perspective. And him, the little dummy, figuring his way in and out of that situation and getting away with all kinds of shenanigans. And that, I think, because as human beings, we find ourselves in situations that we have to navigate. And the ventriloquist does it with comedy, with humor. We make that situation funny. And we do a lot of audience participation in our show. As I'm also a magician, and we have some other animals in the show, and we get people on stage. And when the audience is involved, you know, it's gone full circle. And when the audience is involved, there's more situational humor. You know, when I get people on stage, sometimes even I am surprised by their reaction and their behavior. So it's just a, you know, it's happening at this moment. You know, that's the cool thing. You know, it's happening at this moment, and you never know what can happen sometimes.
That's Todd Oliver, ventriloquist and comedian. Todd's going to be performing live on stage at the Afton Ford Theater this upcoming Saturday night, 7 o'clock p.m., and you can get tickets now at saltriverarts.com. Todd, we really appreciate you joining us today. You're welcome to stick around. We're going to talk to Jacqueline and Lauren about some other events happening at the Ford. So, but we'll cut you loose here. Thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to see your show Saturday night.
Well, thank you. Nice being on the show, Duke. And everybody come out. Let's all laugh together.
Absolutely. Todd Oliver, funniest night in town. It's this Saturday night, 7 o'clock p.m. at the Afton Ford Theater. Again, tickets on sale, saltriverarts.com. Also in studio this morning is Jacqueline Lechner and Lauren Preston with the Salt River Arts Society. Really looking forward to that show. Lauren, let's loop you in here and have you pull that mic right up to your mouth and talk right into that thing. Tell us more about the annual fundraiser gala, because the Ford Theater doesn't operate, of course, without community support. And to bring in these types of events like Todd Oliver, you have to have some fundraising. And this is what the gala is. Second year for the gala, correct?
Yeah, it's our second year for the gala. And it's only getting bigger and better. It was a blast last year. We had it in Alpine because we're trying to kind of move around the community to make sure that everyone sort of knows that they're invited. And it's everyone's theater. And it's a really magical opportunity to have a space to grow as artists. Not only, you know, are we able to bring in these fabulous inspirational acts from out of town, but we have an opportunity to create a space for people to really express themselves in the community, and that's what we're what our primary focus is, and this gala is really a lifeline for the arts, and it's something that kind of keeps the theater going the rest of the year, and makes major improvements like refinishing the stage floor, mm-hmm. And hopefully this summer we're going to be able to do the facade on the front of the Ford, and we've got a bunch of other improvements in store, and I mean on top of it, it's just a really fun party.
Absolutely. Well, you had me at Chef Maggie. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You had me sold at Chef Maggie. So it's coming up at 6 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, May 3rd. And it looks like there's going to be a meal and entertainment. And you mentioned, aside from the proceeds and the benefit of it, it's going to be a fun night. Tell us all that happens that night.
Yeah, so it's going to be a really, really fun night. It's it's a formal event, whatever formal means to you. And it's going to be, the theme this year is kind of a May festival fairy tale ball, kind of just fantastical and whimsical sort of night out, and we've got some really cool stuff going on. We've got obviously Chef Maggie, who is widely renowned as just an amazing chef. And then there's, and that's included in the $60 ticket along with three sort of coins of the realm, you know, magic beans that that you can use to buy drinks. You can use it for our professionally manned photo booth to take, you know, kind of whimsical fantasy photos. You can use it to go on a little quest, a little side quest, and kind of explore the thing in order to win more. There's going to be plants there. Heather, who owns the greenhouse in Thane, mm-hmm. is planning on bringing a bunch of gorgeous trees and shrubs and plants that she's brought out of hibernation, and so you can get kind of a first pick on that, and then she'll bring it back to her greenhouse until it's ready to go into the ground. So if anyone wants to go, you know, plant shopping in their ball gown, which has always been a little bit of a dream of mine, I'm not going to lie. It's going to be, yeah. And I mean, and there's a lot more. It's just, you know, and on top of that, I don't know why it took me this long to mention, but the entertainment. So the whole event is focused around this ballroom floor where we've got Dancing with Star Valley Stars.
Okay, I was going to bring this up because this has been an event that's happened at the Ford Theater for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. One of the best things that the Ford Theater has done. Mm-hmm. This year is being moved to the Gala, it sounds like. Jacqueline, maybe we'll let you touch on this and talk about Dancing with the Star Valley Stars, because we haven't heard much about it yet, but it's happening at this event, right?
Yes. So we're bringing back Gervais and Justin, who have done it in the past, and it's been a great, great event. What they do is they bring in local dancers or people from the community to compete, and it's like kind of Dancing with the Stars kind of vibe. And so we're bringing them to the Gala, so it should be really fun to have that kind of... They're also kind of playing into the same kind of theme. So it should be really fun.
Very cool. So are you going to have locals competing again this year? Yeah. Do we know who those locals are yet, or still to be determined?
I know they're out there, and I don't know all of their names right now. But yes, we have locals who will be competing.
Okay.
And it's going to be really fun.
Excellent.
And this year, it's actually the locals that are competing. We're doing a dancer's edition. Mm-hmm. So everyone who's competing has a little bit of a background in dance,
okay.
or a lot of bit of a background in dance.
Because
depending
when
on
I did it, I had no background.
Yeah.
In dance, so.
So we figured, because it's, you know, this big, you know, ballroom, everyone's kind of surrounding, we take it as an opportunity to get some of our people who are, you know, naturally inclined to the dance floor.
Nice. Love it. So it's all part of the second annual Gala for the Arts, supporting the Salt River Arts Society in the Afton Ford Theater, May 3rd. That's going to be at 6 p.m. Tickets available now at saltriverarts.com. And this is one of those things you want to get tickets now, because limited seating, right? You don't want to try and get these at the door.
And we sold out last year.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be there in your ball gown. Or whatever you happen to be wearing.
Sure.
You know. Wanting for a ticket and going hungry.
Absolutely. So get those tickets. It's going to be at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds May 3rd. Gala for the Arts is going to be just a fantastic event. Includes Chef Maggie with the dinner. Going to be Dancing with the Stars, silent auction, guarded atrium, fairy tale portraits, the whole thing. And get the details and tickets at saltriverarts.com. In studio today, Lauren Preston and Jacqueline Lechner with the Salt River Arts Society. Also had comedian Todd Oliver. He's performing Saturday night at the Ford Theater. Jacqueline, anything we missed that you need to mention today?
We have a lot going on this month. But yeah, so just this Saturday, next Saturday, and then there's a few events happening in May. There's Holly Moore is going to be putting on another piano recital on May 5th. We're planning to have the B-side band back at the Ford, and a little ways out, but in July on the 25th, the Thane Senior Center is bringing Dave Stamey. So
nice.
Keep on the lookout for that.
And Teens Got Talent coming up as well, right?
Yeah, they want to change it a little bit. It's going to be mostly a talent show based, but I think we're going to push it back a little bit, get finished with the school year.
Sure, understandable. So find all the details on all the upcoming events at saltriverarts.com. Jacqueline Lechner, Lauren Preston, Todd Oliver on the air this morning. It's the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.